Coming to you live from Southwest Louisiana, this is the Hospitality Room Podcast with your host, Mr. Chuck.
I woke up and found you creeping, tip-toe-tip. Oh girl, I know your secret. Gotta get McNuggets loving.
You went to McDonald's.
It's just ain't fair. Why can't you share your love with me?
Nice song, but you're still not getting any of my crispy, juicy McNuggets.
Girl, you got a 10-piece, please don't be stingy.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those new chicken snack wraps? Mary?
Crispy chicken.
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
Flour tortilla.
Is that big man calling me? Ooh, I'm loving it and it feels alright. McDonald's.
This dude make you want to walk on my balcony. Not because I would kill myself, but I got this beer. That sweet tea is like some Greg dude that tried to have some for his son. Now they just need Nino Brown to come walking down the street. Really?
Yes, indeed. And welcome back to the Hospitality Room. I'm your host, Mr. Chuck P. And tonight I have my partner in crime, the co-creator of the hospitalityroom.com, Mr. QJ Pimpson. Sir,
how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm getting it together right now. I'm trying to get my headset on. What's been going on in Capital City, sir?
Well, it is, you know, the city, so it is a bunch of BS. Well, I'll give you a quick story about the goings on in Great Baton Rouge. So my wife went to the local Winn-Dixie and get whatever the fuck she was getting, I don't know. But it took her a while, so I was trying to figure out, you know, something happened, she needs some assistance, whatever. So she tells me she's sitting next to a lady who went to the Red Box and accidentally locked her little four-month-old kid in the car. And, you know, people were just walking
by. Say that again, sir.
The chick went to the Red Box and accidentally locked her kid in the car because she left the car running. Why? That's a whole other argument, discussion. But she locked the kid in the car. And, of course, the AC was on, so one of the people said that the kid was all right. But my wife was chilling with the chick about a half hour, and then that half hour, not one person came to help the chick out. It was ridiculous. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
And the red box was in the front of the store, right? Like,
huh?
The red box is in front of the store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause that's how it is out here. Like,
yeah.
Right, and I was like, side, or but, like right outside the door, people have to pass in front of it to, yeah. She wasn't asking for help? They wasn't asking for help on that?
Well, yeah, because, see, she couldn't leave to go get management because she would be leaving her kids. So she was asking anybody to go tell the manager to come see, you know, that she needed help. And nobody left and told. Nobody called nobody.
That's fucked up, man.
Well, you know.
That's that Southern hospitality that we tell everybody about.
Well, her name is not JonBenet Ramsey, so, you know.
Oh, my.
Sorry.
Oh, I see what you're trying to say. Okay. See, we've been trying to keep it post-racial on the show, but you're trying to say that the child was black, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Black and mother, so that way, you know, because we're in 2012, you know, we got to make sure we keep it, you know.
Yeah.
All information is there.
Yeah. She didn't have her long-form birth certificate with her, so she couldn't get no assistance. I understand.
No, sir.
I understand.
But that's all I got for you, bro, about my goings on in this motherfucking town.
Well, we came in on the, we can call it the chicken mix. Is that cool? Is that okay? Am I being racist?
Well, no, because, I mean, isn't that like one of the stereotypes? So, I mean, I don't have a problem with, you know.
The person that I thought had class, you know, Mary. I thought Mary had class, but evidently she didn't.
She reformed crack kid. Why do you think she got class?
Oh, man. Oh.
She kicked the habit. Now she a new person, huh?
Why I brought it up is because me and Jay Adam talked on the last show. We talked about the bacon shake.
Okay.
We already said I have a picture of Jack in the Box. They have a bacon shake, but theirs doesn't have real bacon on it. It is, yeah. So I don't understand how the bacon. They use bacon flavored syrup.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so they don't use real bacon.
No.
Oh, I was gonna say that's fucking gross.
But you know who using the real bacon?
Not McDonald's, huh?
No, man, Burger King. What's wrong with you?
Oh,
they got Mary. They got Mary to sing about chicken strips. I'm pushing for Rick Ross to sing about the bacon shake.
Huh?
Tell me you couldn't hear this in the front of the bacon shake.
I'm smoking dope. I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope straight off the iPhone. He want a quote. He talking nine zones.
Oh,
he bought four. I front him five.
He gonna buy four of them the first day, man. But the bacon, let me tell you what's in the bacon shake, Q.
Yes, I'm ready.
It's gonna be a cup of ice cream with fudge on top of that.
All right.
With bacon bits and two strips of bacon going across it.
Hold on.
Sir.
Hold on. So they're using... it's not like bacon powder that gives the flavor. It's real bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
It's going to be like some type of butter pecan ice cream or vanilla. It might be Bluebell. Burger King might hook up with Bluebell, get some of that homemade vanilla. Because if I really would eat bacon with ice cream, it would have to be with homemade vanilla Bluebell.
But won't that be like rock hard? Because, I mean, whenever I go to get like an ice cream sundae from like a buffet and I put something on it, it's like hard as hell after like 2 minutes. I mean, you put an M&M on top of ice cream, bro, you can't fight that thing.
I'm smoking dope. I'm on my cell phone.
I'm
selling dope straight off the iPhone.
Get your bacon sundae YOLO.
YOLO bacon sundae. Rosé. You can sip rosé before you eat the bacon shake. But no, Q, this is gonna be the gangster part about it. You get the hot fudge. It's not gonna be like they pouring a cup of fudge over the ice cream. It's just gonna be like they squirt fudge, like they made the they went diagonally across it, you know, just
yeah.
Shoop with the fudge. And then they come with the bacon bits on top of that. They shake it like dice in their hand and just drop it on top of the ice cream and shit.
Yeah.
And then they come with the two fresh strips of Burger King dry bacon.
So why you need bacon if you got the bacon bits?
Because it's a bacon shake.
Okay. Okay. What is this bacon shake?
I kind of like my strawberry cakes topped over the strawberry. I want my bacon shake. No, you can go check out the picture. I'll get it and I'll post it up. But that'll be the picture for the show, just the bacon shake.
Bro, that shit sounds so gross, man. Like, I can't eat bacon with anything sweet. I don't understand the contrast.
I'm down with Jesus, and I'm down with bacon. So okay. I'll eat bacon with anything. I sprinkle bacon on everything I eat.
You should keep some bacon bits in your pocket, bro.
Man, I want to try like bacon bits and popcorn or something, you know?
Bruh, I'm sure.
Seasoning on top of that.
Oh my God, I'm looking at the picture, man. They don't even have the bacon on top. They got the bacon in the cup.
That's what I'm saying. The bacon is standing up. They got two slabs of bacon just standing up in the ice cream. So you could use the bacon as a spoon.
Yeah, yeah.
And just scoop
like,
up the ice
like
cream.
Scoops,
just,
chips,
yeah.
But the dip. You fucking eat ice cream with bacon, man.
Yes.
Come on.
That's how greedy we are. We want to be able to eat the spoon now as Americans. We have to eat the whole spoon, everything.
They should have just said
if our fingers could grow back, I'm pretty sure somebody would have dipped theirs in caramel and ate the motherfuckers up. Just.
Bro, they should have drizzled the bacon in chocolate so it could have had some symmetry going on.
No, they needed to put cinnamon on the bacon. Like,
yeah.
Or like sugar coat the bacon. You dip it in some frosted sugar or the powdered sugar or some type of mixture.
Oh, that powdered sugar would have been off the chain.
You know, like at the end of Bloodsport when they dip their hands in the glue then they rub it in the ice and shit.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh,
nah, my bad, that was Kickboxer. My bad, wrong one.
Oh, no, Van Damme. One of them Jean-Claude Van Damme moves.
Van Damme, no, we got to get
all
that
the same.
Right.
It's all the same. Van Damme naked kicking shit.
Don't hate because that man was able to split his legs between two trees. Two trees.
Wasn't he like kicking the fuck out of a tree and then like went psychotic and kept kicking that bitch?
He was always fighting the big...
Tung
big
Po?
Asian dude.
The same motherfucker.
No, Tung Po was in... Tung Po was the one with the ponytail.
Of Bloodsport, right?
Bloodsport, he fought the big... No, Kickboxer was Tung Po.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kickboxer was the one... I forgot what his name was, but Bloodsport, he was Frank Dukes.
Of course, you're not
That's
Frank
when
Dukes.
That's when they broke his brother back.
Yeah, and he got blind and all of a sudden shit out of some motherfucker when he was blind. Fucking clown.
He fought the big Asian dude that said, "You hit bricks. Bricks will hit back."
Bro, that was the smallest Asian dude I ever seen.
That dude was
life.
On them roids back then, man. That dude was walking around looking like Jose Canseco and shit. No
Stop,
way.
Man.
That was late 80s movie. Them dudes was on that shit.
Back when you could pull that off, now they're going to call the FDA and, you know, write a Twitter feed about you.
But no need to sidetrack. We got off subject.
Yes, yes.
Know what the subject is.
I'm smoking dope. I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope straight off the iPhone.
Bacon shake now at Burger King. Can have Rick Ross pull up in the Maybach at Burger King and just get him a bacon shake with the skinny jeans on. Let him hop out with the skinny jeans on, with a wife beat on. Cause you know that's how you like to dress.
They should give you the bacon shake with a consent form about they not liable for the diabetes you're about to get.
The number one killer of black men. This
McDonald's.
Is in front of guns and the police.
Speaking of black men and fast food.
Stop it.
You ever been to McDonald's black site, bro?
What?
McDonald's Black site. You ain't never been to it?
No, no.
It's very informative. It's www.365black.com. And it's so inspirational. On the front, there's a flyer for Fred Hamilton's gospel tour sponsored by McDonald's.
Sir, I'm going to need you to stop. Like, 365black.com, really?
Yes, sir.
What? What?
Go look at the job posters. It got to do with a big earring.
What are you talking about?
What? That's the Black McDonald's site. That's what we fought for. We fought to have our own version of McDonald's website.
We all know and love McDonald's. That's
no,
where
no,
we get.
No, so I'm not promoting McDonald's on this show. McDonald's gets no love. You have never heard me mention McDonald's other than to slander them about shit that goes down around there in Florida-based McDonald's. I have never.
I mean,
I've never promoted McDonald's. Like, I'm promoting Burger King right now.
Man, fuck them. Every time I go to Burger King, they take too fucking long.
What you mean?
Bruh, I always had a worse experience.
Exciting things
King,
are happening
no
at Burger
what.
King.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those new chicken snack wraps?
Why?
What's in the new chicken
snack
wraps?
Mary?
For the base on.
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing, wrapped up in a tasty.
Everybody right, should have just started I'm doing done. Like it was I'm a done. Rave and just started jumping up and down and shit.
I'm done. I'll let it go. But I really want Rick Ross to do the commercial for the bacon shake, man. Why not Rick Ross?
We could tweet him.
He's balling his dude out there. And he looked like if he eat too many bacon shakes, he might die. So
didn't he already stroke out once?
Yeah, you right about that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, well. Come on, Q. Like, come on. He could just pull up. He could
what
pull
is
up
this?
And,
Maybach
and
music.
Oh, I was about to say
I
McDonald's.
Like this
you pull up
music.
At Burger King like this.
Sweet.
Bacon really? Shake. Oh.
Daddy boys. Yo, turn off the motherfucking lights. You know what it is. You fuck your dreams, nigga. This reality. Oh. Yeah, take oh. that.
They say I'm getting come money. On. Must be Illuminati. Talking to the Holy Ghost in my Bugatti.
Did he just see the Illuminati?
Bacon shake.
I know he didn't say that. Did he?
How much you think it was going to cost?
No, they'll probably sell it for 99 cents.
No, there's no way you could sell like 2.5 strips of bacon.
Oh, well, $2.49 probably. That's normally the going rate.
$4?
$4? $4.
$3.99 for a bacon shake?
Oh, that's more than a fucking
Whopper. You can get a value meal for that, man.
You can get the Whopper with cheese, motherfucker. I see with cheese.
I don't really like to eat that all the time, so.
You know somebody gonna get the value meal with the bacon shake and just pass out while they're driving. Didn't Pops have to close down? Didn't Granddad have to close down his shop for that?
Somebody gonna catch that fucking. They gonna go into an insulin coma or sugar coma, whatever they call it. Go into that diabetic coma. You bite into that bacon. You get that extra salty bacon and that sweet fudge and ice cream all at one time. Just straight to the heart. Done.
They're going to be happy, though, as long as they went out with bacon.
As long as they sell a couple, it's all good. Crispy chicken.
No, that's okay, because if it kills somebody, they're just going to bring it back around the holidays and call it seasonal.
They could have Ross and Weezy. If they could get enough money to pull Weezy. Weezy.
Stop, bro. Why did you have to bring up that dude, man?
Because they already got Weezy for Mountain Dew.
I'm glad I never saw it. I don't want to see nothing affiliated with Lil Wayne, period.
I forgot how it went, but it's like they had a picture. Lil Wayne was like standing with his back turned on the Mountain Dew thing. It was something like that. I'm not looking it up. Okay, so let's get into some news.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, when you're on the show, we really don't do news because I know... We mostly get into nerd shit, but last episode we got into Ghost Recon and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Well, it's not even Teenage Mutant anymore, but it's the Ninja. Well, it's the Turtles movie that's coming out, but
You told me about this, but I don't. You said it's like some space age stuff.
We're not talking about that. We talked about it last episode. I'm leaving it alone.
Okay, yeah, because I'm just too much for me.
Hey, I got some news, like some okay. real news.
Oh, okay.
And since you're a proud parent, I'll read this. Police arrest 6-year-old who threatens, kicks principal.
Okay, now they have to have exactly what the 6-year-old said verbatim, because a 6-year-old is liable to say anything.
What's, like, okay, wait, I'll continue on. Police in a small Indiana town hauled a 6-year-old from his elementary school and charged him with battery and intimidation after he kicked and threatened a principal, police said on Wednesday.
Battery? He had to kick him in the shin.
I don't, unless he like Jean-Claude Van Damme, son, you just do that spinning back kick and kick him in the temple.
Roundhouse.
Intimidation. So you a grown person. You a grown-ass man. Shout out to the grown man. Shout out to grownmansports.com. You a grown-ass man, dog. You a grown-ass man or woman. You a grown-ass woman. Whatever. What really? Uh-huh. Intimidation? I don't know what's going on. I'm not from that class.
Like, this is related to what you're saying, but it's kinda not, but it is mainly.
I mean, I'll finish it up and then you can
hit
me.
Yeah, I have a statement.
The incident followed one early in April where the police handcuffed a 6-year-old girl who was screaming and crying and had injured a principal and damaged property at an elementary school in Milledgeville, Georgia. She was not charged. The Indiana student, who has been suspended from school recently for biting and hitting a staff member, was arrested on April 18th at Hendricks Elementary School in Shelbyville. Blah, 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 blah. Okay.
That's why I'm glad they were able to whip kids in school when I was coming up. Because, see, if you got out of line, you just get the paddle out and you sit your ass in the corner, lay on your little mat, and that'd be the end of that.
That was the end of it.
Yeah.
I went to school. My teachers were nuns when I was young, up until high school. Yeah, my teachers were nuns.
That's the worst.
Yeah. We used to get our ass destroyed.
I'm sure. That frustration from not getting no dick in 20 years.
Stop it.
I'm going to kick your ass. What?
Wow.
I'm just saying, man.
I had one I remember. This real talk. Real story right here. First grade. They had this big tall nun. I don't even remember their names. It was Sister something. But anyway, yeah, that's what it was. It was like Sister Egg, almost.
Yeah. But
anyway, she was about 6 foot. Had to be at least 6 foot. I remember she picked up this little girl by the arm, Q. She had the little girl up by one arm, and the little girl was just dangling, and she just pulled that yardstick from off the blackboard and just started weighing that ass out. Wham, wham, wham. And I had to look at it because I was on my knees in the corner. I think I was up next.
My people came and whipped my ass in front of my classmates.
Yeah, that happened to me too.
So yeah, that's ultimate embarrassment, aside from a teacher doing it.
I remember one time, like, it had rained at school and they had this big mud puddle in the back, and it was like four of us. We run, jump in the mud puddle, bomb. We all full of mud and stuff. They send us to the principal's office. As soon as my mom got there, I got the beat down in the office. It wasn't in the class. It was just in the office. And ain't nobody tried to stop her either.
Of course not. I wouldn't.
You know how much I paid for these clothes? It's funny, Heike, how you can remember what's stated in ass whippings from long ago. Like ass whippings that almost threatened your life. That you could have filed a charge of intimidation or battery.
Yeah, nowadays, and you would have got the
6 years old.
You got it.
When I was 6, my mom would have kicked me in the chest. Like that's what would happen.
Bro,
I'd have got backhand slapped or kicked in the chest.
Bruh,
I don't understand. I really don't understand what's going on.
She must not have kids. Like, she must not have her own child, because luckily only one of my kids could talk. But the one that could talk lies her ass off and acts a little nuts from time to time. So I'm sure, bruh, I promise you, if my daughter ever goes to school and I have to call, if they have to call me because she's doing this, I will personally go where I can't beat her ass in school, because, of course, they're going to call the law.
Yeah,
they'll call the law if I beat it, but then if I don't even show up, then they'll call the law. So either way, the law's getting involved, so, you know, whatever. Might as well beat her ass and get a point across, you know, whatever. I reject that statement. I can't say I beat my children's ass over the internet. I apologize.
Yeah. I refuteate this.
Yeah, that was the Mike's Hard Lemonade talking. It must have been extra hard.
No, what I don't understand is how did it get to this point?
Nah, it's fucked up. It's systematic bullshit.
How did it get to the point where you can't just put this 6-year-old in line? Like, are we becoming that soft?
Yeah, we really are. You gotta think about it, bro. When we was coming up, you could never just call a law on your people or stuff like that. Like small things like that is what causes stuff like this kind of transformation of, I guess, kids acting older than what they are and acting a fool. So she probably acts like this at home, and the parent ain't gonna do shit because they're like, oh, it's no use, you know, whatever. So then they go to school.
So you going with insufficient parenting?
Of course. Okay. It has to start at home, because if you're handling up at home, like, I was terrified to fuck up in school because I knew I would get beat down when I got home.
You're not just Whistling Dixie.
So it starts at home, bro. I blame the parent. Of course, the parent going to come over here acting big, bad, and bold now. But, I mean, come on, man. It's going to be like on Case 39. Like, they ain't going to even want to be at home with that motherfucker. They're going to be like, you know what? You can ride in jail for all I care.
Leave his ass in there. That's all he did was give me trouble anyway. He never cleaned his room.
How old
Fuck
is the
little
man,
Jimmy.
See?
He'll learn. All that time they got little dudes in there just raping him and shit.
That's okay. I blame the parent, though. I blame the parent and the teacher.
I blame policy. I'm going with policy on this one. The policy that you can't just kick somebody's child in the chest for getting out of line in your class.
But see, but then that goes hand in hand, though, because even if you got your kid in line, whenever your kid leaves the house, they might, you know, choose to act a fool then. So then, yeah, you would have the policy where, you know, you can't touch nobody's child, which is kind of understandable because it ain't the same. But motherfuckers crazy nowadays. They probably have a bad marriage. Your kid fuck up and they like close fisted punch the shit out your child. Like, hold up, bitch. Hold up. Just hit him with the pad. You ain't got to punch my child now. I was just saying.
Oh, man. Why?
The kid was watching Tyler and Tierra's and she lost her mind.
Well, okay. Since you talked about just going over the top with it,
yes.
Okima daycare workers accused of feeding toddler hot sauce.
Oh, fuck.
I'll play the clip. Hopefully there's no commercial.
Oh, now to get your gym dry.
Oh, yep, there is a commercial. Hey, you can get you a safe room. Huh? Ready for the prep, man. You ready for the goddamn prep. Here you go, Q.
There's a feeling of heat in McCloskey County. The women are accused of feeding habanero hot pepper sauce to a toddler and laughing as the boy cried from the pain. Lacey Lowry went to the Creek Nation Child Development Center down in Okemah for the story tonight.
Walk into this child care center and you'll hear kids laughing and playing on most days. But on March 7th, police say the sounds were crying screams.
I'm very shocked. It's unforgivable.
Brenda Chaffin is the grandmother of little Dylan. She and her daughter are disgusted about the accusations against Rosie Hicks and Tracy Owens. The daycare workers were arrested and charged with child abuse. Court documents say they deliberately fed a 13-month-old boy habanero sauce and gave him nothing to drink when his mouth started burning.
Scott, totally shocked. That kind of stuff is the reason he does not go to daycare.
Police started investigating after Department of Human Services workers reported the alleged crimes. Investigators watched surveillance video of the incident and say Hicks is laughing as the boy cries in pain. According to court documents...
Okay.
I would have to choke her.
Fuck choking. I'm running up on her as soon as I see her. It could be anywhere. Anywhere, sir. Any fucking where. Church. The hospital. Just like that woman got laid out in the hospital that you sent me the video of. Just like that.
Just like that.
At the jailhouse, that way I ain't even got to get transported there for. Just beat your ass down and go sit in the waiting in the holding cell myself. You ain't even got to cuff me up.
I blame the system because they don't be paying them daycare workers shit. I be wanting to fuck them little kids up too, but if it's my child, I get mad. But if it's somebody else's child, I'd probably laugh about it. But yeah, that is out of line though. So she gave her hot sauce. See, they didn't specify the brand. They should have went deep.
Oh, it was the Tabasco habanero.
Hold up, bro. That's cool. That's out of line, bro.
Yeah.
That's out of line. Okay.
They showed the bottle. It was a bottle of Tabasco. Like, that's made out here, the one they were making in Avery Island, but it was the habanero flavored one.
I thought it was the fake-ass Taco Bell hot sauce that ain't really
like,
hot.
Is, okay. For real, just, really?
Bro,
I'm
that's
pour, I'm pour, I want to cut you and pour hot sauce on you afterwards.
I just run up on him with some hot sauce in my hand and just throw that shit in the eyes. If they wish you on the ground, then pour it in the mouth when she hollering, blinded. Fucking bastard.
I can't see. Yeah,
bro, that's cold-blooded, man. If the parent come back and kill her, they're going to want to give her 20 years.
No, they ain't going to give her 20. You got to, in order to get 20 years, you got to spit in somebody's sweet teeth.
Can you stand your ground in somebody else's daycare?
I would call that standing my ground.
Okay.
I'd call it self-defense.
I'm standing my child's ground.
Yes. My child put on my shoe today.
Oh, my God. I don't even understand what I would do. Like, whenever my child cries unbearably, I get nervous because I don't know if I done fucked up or not. So if, like, somebody else causes my child to cry unbearably, mentally, I would be like, I need to calm down, but I probably would just punch them in the face, like just off of your reaction.
Like for real, I'm. You gotta suffer. You have to suffer.
Tracy Owens told police she left the child development center, went to the nearby grocery store, and she bought the habanero sauce. Owen says she bought the bottle at Hicks' request and doesn't know why she went along with it. When police interviewed Hicks, she admitted to everything. She says she knew it was wrong, but did it because of the stress she was under at work.
You don't like your job, don't work there, you know.
Hold on, what's your name? Hold on, Brenda Chaffin, I got this. If the job is too hard, please leave. If you don't like for real, this for everybody. If you don't like your job, find another one. For real, because you're not going to enjoy it.
Especially if you're working with people. Like,
yes, if you gotta work around the same people on a daily basis, and you hate every last one of them that's there, you thinking about ways to knock them off slowly. You like the dude we talked about on the last show putting the meth in the coffee pots.
What?
Yeah. This dude, sidebar right quick, this dude, they threatened to drug test him because he was slipping at work. So he was like, oh yeah, I'm about to fuck everybody. So he got some meth.
Oh, that's cool.
And he put it in the coffee pot. I guess he put it where the filter goes, and they put the coffee around. I guess you sprinkle a little crack on him.
That's
a little
gangster.
Meth.
If he going down, everybody going down. They can't fire him then.
Like, to end the article, they said perhaps like half the office has been contaminated with meth from drinking.
Gangster. That's how you got to take them all down.
Yes.
But yeah, back to that chick, bro.
Yeah, back to Brenda Chaffin. I'm going to answer that for her. Of course she's going to be tired. She's going to be tired from running from me because I'm going to be looking for you, bitch. And that's how the end of it. Get the mic out of my face and I'm driving off. I'm looking for her.
It's fucked up, bro. Because just imagine 13
months?
Going to work.
Really? 13 months? And you get 13 months, Rose Hicks?
Like, Rosie. I get mad when I'm with people who can talk and I have a hard time communicating with them. This motherfucker can't even talk, bro. And you mad. Like, come on, man.
Rosie Hicks? Really? Let's be lucky you fucking with some sensible people, man. Because I could, man, ignorant people would have ended you.
I hope they fuck up.
I don't think Rosie
would
have made it to the police station.
But she in jail right now, though, right?
Yeah, they in jail.
Oh, you know they got some people in there who ain't seen their kids in like 2 years. Oh, they about to do us some dirty.
Oh, you fucking with kids, huh?
Broomstick.
You fucking with kids, huh?
Hey, let me sharpen up this broom real quick. I'm going to show you something, bitch.
Okay. I got some more weird news. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I don't think you're ready.
I hope I am. I don't want to be like Truth, Mr. J. Adam, and walk away from the mic. I don't want to be like that.
Dallas, Texas.
D-Town?
Holding it down. Inside peanut butter, outside jelly.
What?
I think that's how the song goes. Ice cream paint job, Q.
Oh, shit.
You got to get on it. That's what the youngsters listen to. Okay, Dallas, Texas. A 76-year-old Texas man was charged with murder for shooting his wife and two dogs after one of the animals defecated in the house. Police arrested Michael Stephen Stoles after a five-hour standoff at the man's home in the Dallas suburb of Louisville late Tuesday. He was charged with murder in the shooting death of his wife, Bernice Stoles, and remained in the Denton County Jail on Wednesday on a $250,000 bond.
No, I don't even know what to say.
I'll tell you some more. Stoles told officers he shot his 49-year-old wife and the couple's two dogs after the German Shepherd mix defecated on the floor on Saturday.
He could have just cleaned it up.
He told officers.
Fuck, man. I knew it was that real. He must have had a Persian rug or something, bro.
He told officers that he shot the dog, then the other dog, a Rottweiler, then his wife, who was screaming because of the shootings of the dogs. Fucking really.
I don't love animals that much to put my life on the line anyway. Fucking kill Lassie and Toto.
He killed Lassie and Old Yeller back to back and then shot his wife.
Bruh.
Stop hollering. That's fucked up, man.
She probably came at his head when he shot them dogs. He's like, nah, yeah. Motherfucker.
You know she cared more about the dogs than she did about him.
It was years.
That man was 76 years old, man. Nobody want them old wrinkled ass nuts, man. What's wrong with y'all?
Wow. I guarantee you he was mad because for the past 20 years...
She lost out on the damn insurance policy.
All he wanted was some meatloaf and the dogs getting that. That's all he wanted. Oh, yeah, the dog that shitted out the meatloaf on my floor? Fuck you and your dogs. Plow! Oh, shit. If you're going to do it big, bro. That's all I
swear
I
to
see.
God, if this dog shit in my house one more time, killing everything. What? Is this shit? Is this shit?
What if he stuffed it? Like it was some movie type stuff, but like, you know how they do this whole slow motion where like you step in the shit and this is a slow motion, like he check his shoe and he just go for the gun. He don't even say nothing.
You just see one bead of sweat coming down from the top of his head and one tear out the other ear. He just snap.
Ninja Joe? Shout out. Nah,
he that. Probably started howling like Ken Shamrock in there. And then,
oh, my God.
He was really? Like, fuck this. He went get the 12-gauge out of the closet and laid everybody down. Bro, and then he, like, then he snapped back and realized what he'd done and was like, man, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this.
All he had to do was go to the store and get him a Hershey bar and put in the dog food.
He even had to do all that. Just put the damn dog outside. That's all well, he got to do.
It was probably...
If your dog has a shitting problem, let him go outside.
But that was probably an executive decision I'm talking about.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. Sir, we're not getting into that right now.
Yeah. But I'm sure that's how it went down. He couldn't just kick the dog out because either he was going to let the dog stay in the house or he was going outside. So he was like, well, fuck it. I'm killing all y'all then. I'm sleeping in this motherfucker. I mean, he was tired of all them ultimatums.
Okay. I'm done. That's all with the crazy news. We still have the retard awards later on.
Yeah.
But, NFL. Yes. NFL draft.
All right.
Do you care about it?
I mean,
no.
It's the same thing every year. Overhyped, no. You know?
No, I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Nah, look, because I don't watch TV, so it'd be
Saints,
better than what's
Saints
on.
Don't have a pick. I don't care.
I know you don't care. Saints don't pick to the third round anyway, so.
They don't pick till the third round until 2015. It might be longer than that if they keep finding shit on them. I know you seen early in the week they found that Nicky Loomis was wide-tapping the other locker
room. The Saints was 12-12 at home from 2002 to 2004, but they said they was cheating. I guess they was cheating. Aaron Brooks was the quarterback. I'd be cheating too, fuck.
If any cheating was going on, it was going on in the opposite way. If you was looking at the games, what's going on, man? Really?
Yeah, bro. Really?
Aaron Brooks throwing the motherfucking ball backwards.
Yes.
But just backwards.
Yes.
Remember when he threw the screen pass to the ref, ref?
Could I forget? We still talk about that to this day. But yet they're looking at that team to see what they was doing wrong. How about everything?
Like cracking up and shit when he threw interceptions? That wasn't cool, Aaron Brooks. I never forgive you for that. then he talked about he wanted Peyton Manning money.
For what? That dude was like a broke down Marcus Vick. Oh, well, fuck that dude. I don't even know what to say.
Okay, since we don't care about the draft, because I was waiting for you to say something about it.
Robert Griffin III. Don't you wait, no?
Perhaps.
Oh, what you got? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to look at it, but I'm only looking at it because it's on TV. But I'm not going to, like, pull up a cup of a drink and sit down and have time invested in it, you know? I mean, I'll be listening to it.
I mean, we could get on, I just wanted to talk about a sports topic since the Grown Man podcast is in hiatus.
Yeah, bro. We about to get back on the ground, man, bro. We just had some work obligations, that's all.
I'm kind of shooting slugs at y'all right now.
I know, bro. That's cold-blooded, man. I'm hurt. I'm hurt, bro.
Get on your ish. They've been having good sports topics going on.
I know. We going to handle it, bro.
I wanted y'all to get in detail about Water Pistol Pete.
We gonna try to have a show within the next 10 days, bro. Yeah, cause that was classic though, bro. I have gained so much love for Jalen Rose in the past week than even before I saw that Fab Five 30 for 30. Like, that boy just dropped his nuts on the table and said, "Here they go."
Well, let me get this up. One is up. Sir.
Yes, sir.
Please tell everybody how to get the show and about the website and stuff.
How to get to everything?
Yes, sir.
The URL for the show is www.thehospitalityroom.com. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/thehospitalityroom. We are on Twitter. Our name on Twitter.
Our Twitter handle is at Hospitality Room.
At Hospitality Room. Plus all that shit. You put me on a spot that the drink is hindering my performance.
I was letting you get in the tagline before we get into the best part of the show.
Let's see what else we got. My Twitter handle at QJ Pimpson is at Mr. Chuck P.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
About it. Yeah, everything else y'all need to fucking know.
Okay.
Before you get into the Retarded Wars, how you feel about these young people drinking the hand sanitizer and mouthwash for their cocktails now?
I was gonna save that for the Retarded Wars.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we'll save it.
You know,
I'm known to fuck up the flow.
Yeah, you spoiler alert.
That's what I do.
Let me get this going then. Ladies and gentlemen, this part of the show is called the Retard Awards, where we give out medals of slander to criminals who have committed felonious acts of stupidity. First up, I gotta do it again, since you wasn't on the last show. One more time, I gotta do it. Sorry.
It's all good.
McDonald would not be smiling at this. A Simpsonville McDonald's employee is in big trouble tonight, accused of spitting into a customer's drink. Greenville County deputies say it all happened over the weekend after a mother and daughter went through the drive-thru to get some sweet tea.
Went through the line and they weren't sweet, so they drove back through.
The incident report states that the teas still weren't sweet the second time around, but deputies say the victims didn't think much of it, opting to sweeten up the tea at home.
They get home, take the lids off, and much to their surprise and dismay, there is phlegm right there on the top of the cup.
The customers took a picture, but the sheriff's office couldn't release them. But they described them in detail off camera and were quite blunt on camera.
It's gross.
So gross.
It's gross.
In a statement released tonight, the McDonald's franchisee, John Kennedy, released this statement, saying, quote, "Nothing is more important to me than the safety and well-being of my customers. I want to assure my customers that my restaurant has the most stringent food safety and quality standards, and I caution anyone from reaching a conclusion without the facts." The sheriff's office, for its part, says it has video showing this man, Marvin Washington Jr., leaning down into a cup around the time of the alleged incident. Deputies say it was enough to place him under arrest, charged with tampering with food products. And if he's found guilty, he could face a maximum of 20 years in prison.
There's no indication that it was an ongoing event.
Sir.
How do you get 20 years for spit?
I don't know. George Zimmerman about to get the fuck off. He about to go to his house and chill, drink some lemonade or some Corona, whatever he drank.
What if he drooled into the soda? Like, isn't it the same thing?
What if
theoretically?
What if
he drooled? You know, what if he had a problem and he couldn't stop drooling? You know, like, is that 20 years?
20 years.
Just because he has the intention of spitting instead of it drooling, now it's 20 years instead of nothing.
20
That's
years.
Bullshit.
I'd be a bro, 20 years. I'd be almost senior citizen status.
Bro, he had to have spit into the owner of McDonald's cup for him to get 20 years.
I don't know. There's just an average looking white lady. She don't look that special. I'm being serious. She don't look that special.
They don't have her credentials, bro. She probably work at MIT at Stanford or something. Bro. She got to.
I don't know. Wherever she worked, they go to the fullest extent. It was so gross. Seriously.
Bro, it's over 20 years. Like,
so
even
gross.
Going to jail one so year gross. For that is ridiculous.
So gross. Just when she said gross, her eyes rolled into the back of her head. Like,
she need to stop watching so much fucking reality TV. She getting over dramatic.
It was just a little saliva. I'm pretty sure that ice had more bacteria in it than that phlegm.
Man, stop. I'm sure she's had worse shit in her mouth.
I'm pretty sure she has.
Spit. Fucking bitch. It's just spit, man. You swap spit with a rat if you kiss somebody that spit. What the fuck? It's not, I mean, come on, man. Unless he was getting a loogie in that motherfucker.
It wasn't just spit, sir. It was phlegm.
Oh, he was getting that good shit in.
So phlegm, he must have like cleared out the back of his throat and everything. Just
so, if he had like a cold and he was coughing up the phlegm, is he considered a terrorist? Because he's trying to spread disease.
He transferring biological chemicals and shit.
These motherfuckers trying to give a dude 20 years for spitting. Don't get me wrong. I think he should only get fired, and that's it. I mean, what is the fucking criminal intent in spitting?
To tell the person, fuck you, stop coming around and asking me for sweet tea? I don't make the sweet tea, man. My name is Marvin Washington Jr. I'm working the window today. I usually cook the fries. Fuck. You done fucked my life up. I was just trying to get my shit together, man. Me and my little partner.
He getting more time than people that kill people.
Fuck it, man. I had to do what I had to do, YOLO. YOLO.
You see, that motherfucker got smart at the mic, man. I had to spit in a drink, man. She shouldn't have got smart.
Should have kept your mouth closed.
She probably went.
I don't make the sweet tea, bitch. That's what he said. I know that's what he said the second time. Excuse me, sir. This tea is like not sweet.
I know that's what happened. He made the tea. She got it. She didn't like it. Too sweet. So you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna help you out with that. Put some water and others in there. And gave it back. But did she see him spit in it, or did she just kind of have a feeling and open the top and saw the loogie just sitting on the top?
I guess they got the, you know how McDonald's got the dollar sweet tea. And they was gonna share the sweet tea, so they just popped the top on and they just seen like, I don't know, like sinus in there.
I know, but you gotta be looking up because that tea already be bubbly at the top. Somebody had to snitch. Either way, I mean, it's gross, don't get me wrong, but I mean, at most dudes should get fired. I mean,
that's it. I mean, what, 20 years?
If he gotta spend a night in jail. Anthony got? Bro, if he has to spend a night in jail over there, as
you, how many years Casey Anthony got?
I don't know anything about Casey Anthony, sir. I try to refrain from that.
That's
type.
That's because she's free. How many years George Zimmerman gonna do?
Well, none. He know them people though.
I got the over under at 2.5, and I'm going under.
I wouldn't even go 2.5. Maybe 90 days. No, I'll give him that Lindsay Lohan. I'll give him 49 days.
I give him 2 months probation.
You don't have Paris Hilton with his jail sentences in minutes. Paris Hilton.
Notice you ain't named nobody black with like a get off. You ain't never named OJ. You didn't say OJ because they got him back.
OJ got off and they was still trying to get that motherfucker.
Because he was throwing it in their face.
If I would have killed someone.
If I would have did it. If I would have tried to do it. If I didn't have arthritis.
He is what you would call a coon.
Speaking of coons, before we get to the next story. Q.
Yes, sir.
Think like a man. You ain't went to see it? Did you go see it?
I know you got the
R5.
I can't say what I want to say, but
I know you've seen it already.
Nah, my wife's gonna make me go see it Saturday.
I knew this. Thank you. Yes.
I'm not happy about it, and she also knows I'm not happy about it. Yes. But fuck it. I'm hoping that it's funny. I'm hoping that Kevin Hart tells some funny jokes and that I can find some kind of happy medium in it.
Okay. I'm not even getting into it. I just wanted to say, I knew you was going to see it. You're surrounded by too many black women. Racism.
No comment.
Oh.
What's so funny is I only been to the movies twice since 2002. And at least the movies I saw, well, I don't even remember the motherfuckers no more. Oh, I know one was Valentine's Day. Of course, I went with my wife. It's always some bullshit.
You ain't see Why Did I Get Married To?
I didn't see it in the movies. I waited till it came out
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for exposing you for your liking of Tyler Perry movies.
Hey, man. I would like to say this up front, and my Twitter handle is @QJPimpson. Fuck Tyler Perry. Fuck Nia. Fuck everybody who plays in his plays. Even fuck Bow Wow. Fuck them all. Who else? Who else is in there?
Cicely Tyson.
Her too. Ain't Low in London in there? Her too.
Yep. Jamal Moore. The dude from Homicide. The attorney with the bald head.
dark skinned bald head dude from
Boris Cujo. Any other random light skinned Negroes, number three.
Anybody who has to portray the role of a simple minded coon to get paid, I'm sorry.
Elise Neal. I'm going in on y'all right now. I'm calling everybody out.
Yes.
The people from Meet the Browns, all of y'all.
Oh, my God.
We don't call y'all by y'all government names. Y'all just the people from Meet the Browns, because that's how everybody else know y'all.
They're the field Negroes.
Oh, man.
What? I said it.
Massa said it. All right. Next up. Okay, here we go,
Keith. I'm about to get fucking mad. But I would like to say... I don't understand the point of this movie because the book was shitty, and I can't say about a relationship to someone who has had two failed marriages. It's kind of like trying to have somebody with AIDS tell me how to practice safe sex.
We don't make hybrids, and we don't make luxury sedans.
Sorry. Gangster.
They're trying to sell me a luxury sedan on the BMW.
Huh. They didn't ask you to put in your social security number yet so they can send it to you in the mail.
Not yet. $328 a month. There we go.
YOLO. Get your.
Well, police say after Graham was arrested and booked for the first time, he was released on PR bail and for some unknown reason went to the hospital. Now, his car was in a tow lot, but once he left the hospital, he managed to get that car and drive again.
Windshield glass shattered and a spare tire now on the passenger side of this Buick Park Avenue. Oh. This is the evidence of what Merrimack police say was two drunk driving incidents in one day, both involving this man, Jeffrey Graham.
Unfortunately, people don't know when to stay off the road, and even after they've been arrested and ordered to stay off the road.
It all began on Friday afternoon when a resident on Elm Street flagged down an officer.
Indicating that a red vehicle had just struck a mailbox at his residence and left the scene with a flat tire.
Captain Albert says police spotted the car on the DW highway. The driver, Jeffrey Graham, was given field sobriety tests and failed. He was arrested and later taken to the hospital.
At some point was released by the hospital and went to the tow company and was able to have his vehicle released to him.
At about 6:40, 3 hours later, a call came into police that a car had hit a mailbox on Dolly Road.
The operator was then seen passing through the area, and an officer was able to stop that vehicle, and it turned out to be one and the same Mr. Graham operating the same vehicle with a flat tire.
We visited Graham at his home today, but he declined to be on camera. Police say for now his license is not suspended, but he will be in court.
His license... it's not suspended yet.
Wow.
He got two DWIs in one day.
Well, this is the first cop's name on the
two.
How do you
manage that? I'm not gonna say what it is. I'm not gonna say what kind of privilege it is. Two DWIs. How you just leave the hospital and go back to the parking authority? Yeah, man, I need my car. You probably still drinking. You ain't get you another six pack after you left the hospital. Jeffrey Graham.
Oh.
Jeffrey Graham.
Well, I can say he got some balls on him, bro. So did he go to the parking authority place drunk?
I guess so, if he got another DWI.
He got it when, like, they let him get the car, and they caught him when he was leaving out that bitch.
How is he still free right now?
Oh, he's free? Oh.
Yeah, the reporter was talking to him at his hotel room. Really?
I'm not going to say anything because we are now in a post-racial America, so I will leave it at that.
Yeah. We ain't going to see it at Jeffrey Graham. We'll probably always get the slide, the hook slide.
I don't even have to be drunk to be arrested for driving drunk. That's all I'm saying. All I got to do is swerve one time. Just lean over and hit the little reflectors one time. Excuse me, sir. We have reason to believe that you're under the influence of marijuana. Like, what? I feel like I just leaned over to hit the next song on my CD. Get out of the car. Like, what? I'm just changing the song. So you're resisting arrest? What? I'm like, hold up, man.
Oh, man. Or they gonna stand their ground on you and then you just gonna be another one gone.
I'm just saying, bro.
Just saying.
My boy got two DWIs.
One day. One day.
Like, I know some people who take a sip and drive, like, to this day. Like, I've done a lot of crazy shit in the car. I have never taken a sip of anything because that'll be the day they make me blow into the little tube. And I'm going to be under the limit and they're still going to arrest me. They'll be like, I see that you have over .00001, so your ass is going in black, but I'm under the limit. Doesn't matter, you fucking. I'm not going to say the word, but you know.
Get on the ground, coon.
Get on the fucking ground, darky.
Okay. Next up on the Retort Awards.
Yeah.
A 20-year-old woman faces felony charges in an attack on a waitress police say was pummeled after bringing the wrong food order at a Southwestern Illinois restaurant.
Southside.
Ania Wilkes of Ferguson, Missouri, is charged with aggravated battery and mob action. Mob action?
Well, so what was in Illinois? The restaurant?
Yeah. Authorities say in St. Clair County, authorities in St. Clair County say the Red Lobster in Fairview Heights was busy December 30th when another server took the order from Wilkes and her companions. Investigators say the waitress brought them the wrong order, and that's when one woman threw a drink in the waitress's face before all four at the table punched and pushed the waitress.
Hold up, bro. That's fucked up. That's not our fault, dude.
The waitress suffered cuts to her nose and forehead and a swollen eye.
She was just the waitress who brought the food out.
Wilkes doesn't have a list of... Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, we done worked in a restaurant setting, bro.
Yeah.
Like, how they gonna get mad at the chick who brought the food out? They should have snuck the chick who wrote the shit down.
Like, I'm not even gonna lie, Q. Let's be real about this. Let's be real. Let's be real, son.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about them people that go to restaurants. You know how many times I got
shattered. There were many days when I was waiting tables that I was waiting for a motherfucker to swing on me. That was like, I was just waiting for the self-defense claim because I was going to wear your motherfucking ass out. I'd have stabbed you with one of them 7 pins that I had on me. I contemplated this on a daily basis because I used to hate people when I waited tables. I really hated people. Like, I hated everybody. I just looked at people and wanted to cut them.
I know about your history with the sharpened objects, I would say.
Fuck your sweet tea. Oh, you want a glass of water and 3 lemons, huh? Fuck you.
Now, if you spit in somebody drink in a restaurant, is that 20 years worthy, or is it just like fast food places?
I don't know. I mean, they showed it on Waiting. If you watch the movie Waiting, you seen
Waiting, they dipped their balls in people's shit, man. Dude busted
That was on Road Trip when the dude had put the French toast on his gooch.
Bro, what dude busted nut on the country gravy? It was like, oh, you want that country steak with the white gravy? I got you, fucking bitch. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never spit nobody food, but I do remember once upon a time, that there was some slab of ribs that accidentally fell in the dishwater. And they should have kept their mouth closed or else they would have ate some good ribs. Instead, they had the soapy product. Fuck them dudes.
Oh, man.
You reap what you sow. They can't come get me now. I'm grown. what they gonna do?
I don't acknowledge or remember this ever happened.
I acted alone. I don't care.
I'm just missing myself from whatever QJ Pimpson has just said.
I acted alone. I don't care.
It was going down in the Red Lobster. I bet you the cheddar biscuits was hard.
Bro, I bet you it was hard. People got Red Lobster on this pedestal that it's just not on, bro. Like, they need to calm down with that. We going to Red Lobster like it's a 5-star restaurant. No, it's not.
Honey, we going to the Red Lobster. It's the Red Lobster. We going
like,
to the Red
like
Lobster.
Like the internet?
Yeah.
And the, what they call it, the Facebook or the Twitter? Yeah, that it's kind of like that. They need to sit down.
That Twitter, whatever. They be destroying Twitter like, damn.
It took a break from going to McDonald's.
You get your tweet on? You tweet?
They wanted to do it big, so instead of going to the local Jack in the Box, they went to Red Lobster, and if y'all played.
All right.
See, this is why I spent $5 on a meal. Sorry.
Of course, I'm going to speculate and say that was a bunch of angry white people.
I don't know, bro. If you get a bunch of angry anythings together, it could go down.
Kind of valid. I have to agree with you on that.
Because I've seen four white guys tatted it up, and I would be nervous as if it was four black women. I'd still be nervous.
Especially when you was James Anderson.
Yeah. That's kind of, you know.
That was before the post-racial America started.
Yeah.
Back in 2011.
Really?
What?
You said way back in 2011.
I had to go back before the post-racial America began?
Oh, yeah, because it just happened last week. Oh, I'm sorry.
Last story. Spoiler alert.
Yay.
A toxic cocktail is surfacing on the streets of Albuquerque. It's legal, cheap, and easy to get, but it can also be lethal, and not just to those drinking it. News 13's Deanna Salceda is in the Newsplex with the story.
Kim, this deadly cocktail is made up of mouthwash and hand sanitizer. Both have high levels of alcohol. APD is linking at least one death and one murder to the toxic drink. On February 21st, a woman was found dead at 5th and Marquette. The cause of death remains under investigation, but APD says two bottles of mouthwash were found at the scene. On March 20th, a man was found dead, murdered at a bloody scene on Roma downtown. Investigators say here the three suspects told them they'd been doing mouthwash and hand sanitizer shots that day.
Sir, why
do you bring this ratchetness to me?
Because this is the world we live in. People are getting high off hand sanitizer.
So next time I'm at work and I'm about to walk to the front, I could just squeeze the hand sanitizer twice and just swallow it right quick and get fucked up.
Fuck it, just hold it over your mouth and just start squirting that bitch.
They got the big bottle too, so it'll be like a fifth. That'll be like a fifth of.
Well, they mix it in though, so it's not like it straight.
I see they got the Purell and the Listerine right there.
Yeah.
We'll have to try that shit.
So just walk around with a...
If you drunk Four Loko, you might as well try this.
Stop, man. I left the Loko alone. Even though the Mike's Hard Lemonade ain't really too much different.
Swill.
Okay, don't get me wrong.
I gotta finish this. I just seen the three dudes that were doing this, and they look suspect.
ED says this alcoholic drink is free-flowing.
Due to our alcohol laws here, we restrict where alcohol is placed in the store, so it's behind the counter. These items are not behind the counter.
APD noticed the rising problem during its annual survey of the homeless population in Albuquerque.
We are seeing a very alarming number of empty containers that we're seeing in these camps. So Obviously, this is a public safety issue. Let me get a pint of
that Germex. APD's concerns go beyond the homeless population. Because there is such easy access to mouthwash and sanitizer, they're concerned kids will also start dabbling in the deadly drink.
You're going to kill yourself, man. You can't drink that.
So that chick on intervention?
Vision problems. The memory problems.
What?
And then, of course, the internal organs.
Yeah, hitting that Listerine to the face.
Some of these effects are irreversible effects.
Albuquerque police says it will begin talking to convenience stores, gas stations, and grocery stores about placing these items behind the counter. Kim, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Tiana. Now, ABD also points out that...
Okay. Sir?
Yes.
Germex. We taking shots of Germex now? Germex, well, I mean, and Patron, Rosé.
So hold up, can
pour,
they mix?
You pour a little Listerine on top of your bacon shake.
Are they only doing the Germex with Listerine, or are they doing it with alcoholic drinks?
No, they're doing it with like Listerine type products, like mouthwash and hand sanitizer mix.
But next thing you know, they're going to get like a blender and just squeeze some toothpaste in there with the Germex and the mouthwash and just
and
drink.
Put a little crushed ice on there and have you like a smoothie.
I'm going to throw up.
Pour a little Tide washing powder in there and just
I can't.
Crush you up a couple of Sudafed in there, I guess. They mixing up fucking chemicals and drinking it. Really?
People ain't shit. I'm just going to say that. Because,
Really?
Yeah. I just don't understand.
You want to get fucked up that bad? For real? You don't have $1.03? You don't have $1.03? You can get a bottle of Thunderbird for $1.03. Something.
Well,
you can get a 40.
Well, I mean, people do drink that Cisco, so.
Yeah, and that Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, yeah, that's like the liquid crack for real.
I mean, Mad Dog, you get that for $2 for a fifth. You can get a fifth for $2. But you gonna waste $10 on some hand sanitizer and some expensive-ass Listerine and kill yourself.
Bro, apparently a hand sanitizer potent, bro, because they only squirted that thing one time, and that dude was faded. he was slapped, he was like he
do like Drew Brees be on the sideline. He just tilt his head back and take one squirt of sanitizer and just,
bruh, it's like, I don't know if they stirred it up or had it on the rocks or what, but they didn't have a lot of that hand sanitizer, bro. But the alcohol, the mouthwash already straight alcohol and the hand sanitizer straight alcohol. So I don't even think they need no real drink. Why go buy a bottle of that Goose when you got your grade A hand sanitizer with the extra strength Listerine?
I don't. I really don't know what to say. I think I'm ending the show. I'm done. I'm
not
really
the
done.
Blue Listerine, but the yellow one.
No, you got to get that whitening Listerine, the one that burn all your gums up when you're rinsing and stuff.
Why don't they just fucking get rubbing alcohol and mix that in there too then?
You might as well just start drinking rubbing alcohol straight. Fuck, mix that with the hand sanitizer. We need to stop giving them ideas.
If they started sniffing markers, I mean, they're going to find a way.
Yeah, you sniff markers, you take the computer duster to the mouth. There's all kinds of shit.
I think they're going to start burning up old laptop batteries next and just start smoking it.
Nah, they're going to start taking the batteries off the laptop and licking the metal part of it. Getting wasted.
Like on Family Guy when they was licking Toad. Just start licking the conductors. That'll be gross. You see somebody walking around licking the laptop battery. A cell phone, bro. People would steal your phone just for the battery. They would just leave the phone with no battery.
That's why I got an iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
You get high off of Apple.
Oh, they already got
I'm ending the show. You know why? Because motherfuckers drinking Listerine and hand sanitizer is not cool. And this only happens in Obama's America.